Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So when Congress holds a hearing about outrageous crime across this nation, to make the point that Democrat policies are in fact very deadly, they end up talking about Irina Zaruska, Charlotte, run for 16 years by Democrats. Okay, makes sense. But they also begin talking, incredibly, about South Carolina, a worse criminal environment than Charlotte, because the guy, Alexander Dickey, who murdered a naked woman on her knees praying for her life for her credit cards, Alexander Dickey, had a far worse criminal record than the one amassed by the guy who killed Irina Zaruska. It's not even remotely comparable. Let me tell you why. More than 70 charges here in South Carolina, but 25 felony convictions. Half a dozen burglary, grand larceny, over $10,000, serious felonies that carry 10 years in prison. Guy in Charlotte did have a ton of charges, but they were mostly misdemeanors. This is much worse. So this show began digging in. I began digging into the record, going all the way back to 2013. A lot of folks in the state are not going back to 2013, and you cannot understand what happened here if you just look back a couple of years and blame the Democrat DA, DA Gibson of Richland and Lexington counties. That's a dodge. We're not going to let dodges happen. We don't give people passes on this show because they're Republican. And Alan Wilson doesn't get one either. Sorry. He's a friend of the show, and we'll have him on to talk about this. Wilson is now demanding the death penalty. Demanding the death penalty for Alexander Dickey. Too little, too late. Too little, too late. And I'm thrilled, but this shouldn't happen when South Carolina officials are embarrassed on the national stage. They're now trying to blame the prosecutor, Brian Gibson, a Democrat. Now, this guy has not responded to Logan Federico's father and his demands that the death penalty be leveled here. But the problem with blaming Gibson is simple. Gibson took office in 2019. He did oversee the last plea deal that was given to Alexander Dickey. 5-year suspended sentence. He only had to serve about 400 days. But Prosecutor Gibson, the Democrat, as little as we like how he dealt with that case, did not oversee the 2013, 2014, 2015 plea deals. That was a Republican prosecutor under a Republican administrator dealing with a Republican appointed judge. So on this show, we don't do pretend things. We do real things. And we're not going to deal in history like the Democrats as if this begins. So Alan, just begin. So Alan Wilson is now demanding the death penalty. Our attorney general, good for you. He's now demanding the death penalty. He is giving Democrat Prosecutor Gibson, who is elected out there in Lexington County, Richland County, about 10 days to decide he will, in fact, seek the death penalty. Now, I have no doubt, being a good Democrat, he'd just as soon let this murderer go because the perp was black and the victim was white. That's how it works with Democrats. But he can't. So he's trying to figure out how to protect him. I know how Democrats work. But this has been going on since May. Where has Wilson Ben. This was a high-profile case, a national murder. The dad has been on Fox News before. It just wasn't embarrassing enough for the Republicans that run this state, who honestly are really Democrats. So let's review the actual history. So we're not pretending this is one Democrat prosecutor's fault. We'll go back to 2013. More than a dozen felony charges in a single case of separate breaking into cars, stealing cars, possessing stolen goods, larceny of more than $10,000.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What does he get? A five-year sentence. Judge suspends it. See, that right there is the problem they don't want to talk about. It's how they all make money, these big law firms. You plead guilty. They tell you to plead guilty. You get the five-year sentence that comes with the felony, but they suspend it. The judge suspends it. And in South Carolina, if the judge suspends it, you don't go to jail. You just go right out the door. You go do whatever you want. And only one person can reimpose that sentence, and that's the judge. The way it's supposed to work is really only in the first case it's supposed to be used, right? To keep people out of prison, give them another chance, okay? If you don't go to your drug rehab, if you don't go to your Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, if you don't check in with your probation officer, you go to prison. You get the sentence back. That's how it works, but only the judge can impose it. But it's being abused in South Carolina because in this state, we're one of only two states where the legislature appoints the judges. They do not run for office. So what happens is these big law firms spend hundreds of thousands of dollars getting legislators who are lawyers elected so they can then turn around and vote for the judges. The judges know that if I actually impose sentences, I'm going to lose my judgeship. We had Representative Adam Morgan on yesterday to talk about that, how the few judges who've been tough have been fired by the legislature. So this is all the good old boys club here. Alan Wilson knows this. And that's how we ended up with this. Incredibly, instead of revoking the sentence and sending Alexander Dickey to prison for 5 years, Judge Edward W. Miller, who lives here in Greenville, by the way, anybody know him? Anybody know Edward W. Miller? Judge Edward W. Miller gave him another suspended sentence when he did a burglary. Burglary being, by the way, exactly the way he murdered Logan Federico at USC. She could survive Charlotte, but not Columbia. That's the truth. Edward Miller gives him a 10-year sentence for burglary, but then suspends it and says, have a wonderful day, and pretends that there's not already a suspended sentence that he has violated. It gets worse. Because see, then the next year he's up for a grand larceny of $10,000 or more. Judge Miller gives him another 10-year suspended sentence, says, see ya, buddy, and sends him out the door. In case you're still kind of, that's 25 years. 25 years. Judge Thomas Anthony Russo then gives him another 5-year suspended sentence for another burglary. We're up to 25, and it's only 2015. See, Attorney General Wilson, you cannot pretend like Nancy Pelosi that history began in 2019 when a Democrat prosecutor won this position. You can't do it. Not good enough to wait till you're embarrassed by Fox News. Not good enough. Sorry. But the outrage is that prosecutor, is that Judge Edward W. Miller gave him another 5-year sentence and suspended it for burglary again in June of 2023. By the way, folks, I've been doing this for 11 years in this state. I've profiled so many of these. You know I have. Where was Wilson then? Nowhere. Logan Federico died naked on her knees, begging for her life. And her father has every right to be outraged. So we welcome Alan Wilson to the game. You know what you do? You know what you do, Attorney General Wilson? If you really care, and this will be the measure, you really care? You commit to sponsoring legislation to take away these judges' ability to suspend these sentences. Ooh. Ooh. Now that would cut into the bottom line of the big, powerful law firms that put these legislators in office, wouldn't it? And of course, their donations to your campaign. See, we all get how this works now. We're not going to be fooled by a letter that you wrote to a Democrat prosecutor demanding the death penalty. It's a nice start. It would have been more convincing had you done it in, you know, June before you were embarrassed by this. But yeah, good start. Now sponsor that legislation or you're not serious, my friends. Sponsor it or you're not serious.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.